Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Sunshine came.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ken Lazat is our guest, and he's the author of The Speaker's Edge, The Ultimate Guide for locating and landing speaking gigs. Ken, you want to give us a website, please?
It is thoughtleading.com.
Thoughtleading.com. All right, so check it out. You can find what Ken does there and all of his books. Ken, when you talk to people who want to make a living speaking, they would like to start earning some income, some revenue from their speaking gigs. What do you tell them? Where do you start?
Well, they've really got to become what you and I know to be a thought leader. And that means that they really do have to have a book or more than one. And they need to also have their topics. Like we were just discussing before the break about, don't just talk about yourself. Talk about what will be relevant and valuable to your audience. And the more you create that, the more in demand you will be. So you can't really get paid until you've shown yourself to be of more value than 90% of the speakers that will be brought into a conference. You become a keynoter, because there isn't that much money with most of these conferences to pay speakers.
Would you say that there's less money today being spent per total dollars per conference per capita conference, so to speak? Would you say there's less money being spent today on that than there was prior to 2008?
Well, anecdotally, I don't know. I've always.
What's your instinct about it? I think it's less.
I think it's less, but I also think it's less because we do so many webinars and things like that.
Regardless of the reason, I think that there's less. My point is, you were talking about 90%. You got to be better than 90%. We're also, yeah. I think that 10% is also chasing fewer dollars.
Yeah.
Well, so I think that's a sobering fact that anybody who wants to become a speaker should think about.
Yeah, I think you might be right. I don't know any facts or figures, but I also think it was always true that you had to just be the most valuable speaker you could be, and you had to be someone that an event planning might have heard of so that he or she would reach out to you. So in that sense, you become known as a guru or a leading thinker or a thought leader. And if they reach out to you, they're going to wonder if they can afford you. And that's the place you want them to be.
And how many speeches do you think you'll need to do, full-on, totally produced, high-quality, high-content quality, top-of-the-line speeches are you going to have to do for free before you start getting paid? Before you can actually... That happens, doesn't it?
Well, I think you definitely have to start out assuming that you're going to have to just pound away at it. But I think even when you become a paid speaker, you're going to do some things for free because, again, you go back to a Rotary or a civic group or something, they're not going to have a budget no matter how great you are.
Right.
So, you know, that's all part of the marketing of yourself to be a speaker, is to get out there and speak sometimes for free. So it's not an easily answerable question, but you pound away at it and keep going, keep speaking as much as you can.
Well, yeah, ultimately,
the best way to get speaking engagements is to go out and speak so an audience can see and hear you, and there might be somebody in the audience who has a paying gig where they're then going to approach you afterwards and say, we'd like to invite you to speak. How much do you charge?
That's exactly right. There are two different audiences. One audience is just a group of people who are, I'm going to call them consumers of your information, but the other audience is a group of decision makers who are industry representatives, right? Who they may be, you know, for whatever reason, it could be an audience of prospects, not just an audience of listeners, right?
Right, exactly. Those are the two audiences that you have to keep in mind, exactly. Yeah, I would advise most business people to not worry about getting paid until it starts coming their way, and just to use speaking engagements to generate new business.
Right.
That's what will happen.
That's exactly right. That's the best way to do it. No question about it. But regardless, you've got to have something to say that when people leave there, regardless of what they're, who they are and whether you're getting paid or not, you've got to have something to say that makes them feel that they were justified in giving you their time.
What you really need to do is create what I call a speaking topics list. And your topics should be tied into your business. And it should be about how the kind of work or business or product you have is going to add to audience attendees. But again, as you said earlier, you can't just start going into a selling mode or a self-promotional mode. You got to keep it indirect in terms of how you talk about what you do and what you offer.
Absolutely.
I
need that website again, please.
Again, it's thoughtleading.com.
All right, so check that out. And two of them are The Speaker's Edge. That's at least how they start. Two of them that I know of. Hey, Ken, good job. Come back soon.
Thank you. I'll come back next week.
Ken is out, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be happy to get him back here real soon. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.